Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here in Dallas with Peter Goffman, the sales representative for the AVIC company, and we are talking about a lot of new products here, including the iPal, which is a portable reading machine device. And why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, basically, the iPal is a new and exciting technology which allows you to read any written text material you want. We're talking a newspaper, magazine article, mail, specialty book, whatever it is you choose, in a matter of seconds. It's very portable, weighing only slightly over a pound. It is also very durable. It can be dropped and will work right away, and its best feature is its speed. I think many people are familiar with scanners,
right?
Where you have to put in a book, flip it. It's definitely not going to be workable within a live time situation, for instance, a classroom or a meeting.
Sure.
The iPal allows you to set it up in a matter of minutes once you're familiar with it and have text read to you pretty much instantly. It can be saved as a text file, it can be saved as a JPEG, or even a WAV.
Okay. And so this is actually using a camera to take the pictures as opposed to a scanner.
Yes, and basically, whereas a scanner, you put the book face down, and the iPal, you actually put the book face up.
I see. One of the things I really liked about the iPal when I looked at it before is the mode where you can flip through an entire book, and you can have it keep taking pictures.
Absolutely. That we're referring to is called auto mode, and basically it is set up to maximize the speed at which you can scan a book entirely into your computer. The way it works is once you have auto mode set up, it has a motion sensor, and it basically knows when the camera is focused on the text and your hands are off and not moving. It'll take the picture. You'll hear a shutter noise.
Right.
Then you know that it's time to flip the next page. As soon as you flip the next page, move your fingers to the edges. It will take the next picture, the shutter noise, and proceed like that.
Sure. So the ZoomX is a product that we've known about for a year or two now. What makes the iPal different from the ZoomX?
Basically, the iPal is designed specifically for those that have no vision at all, those that are blind. Therefore, its price is slightly cheaper.
Okay.
And it is specifically designed for the task of converting text into electronic voice out of the computer or to be saved on your computer. Basically, it takes some of the price off the ZoomX, making it a little bit more affordable for those who are interested in that function alone.
Sure. As far as low vision solutions, you have the ZoomX, and there's also another product called the Zoom Twix. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So what the ZoomX does, obviously, is it does the same, has the same function as the iPal, but it also works as a CCTV. It will zoom in on the text. It'll show you where it's reading as it's reading along. It'll show you different contrasts. It'll show you different colors of the text, which can be very helpful for those that have low vision and do not want to actually have the text read to them. They want to still read it themselves. The Zoom Twix, however, adds in a whole other feature, which is a camera with lateral vision. It can look out in front. It can look up. It can look down. And what this allows you to do with a classroom or a meeting setting in mind, you can zoom in on whatever is being written on, let's say, a chalkboard, for example.
Okay.
Take a picture of it and come back to it later. Zoom in on that picture, reread it. Basically, it's replacing a note taker in that regard.
I see. Why don't you tell everyone how they can get in contact with you and how much all this costs?
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is abisee.com.
Okay.
That's the best way to get a hold of us. On the website, you'll find further information and specifics on each of our products. The iPal goes for just under $2,000. The Zoom X goes for, I believe, just around between $2,300 and $2,400. And the Zoom Twix is about $3,400. If you want exact specifics, once again, please visit our website.
Sure. Peter, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.